Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, so here's the update on the Hanukkah song. All right. All right, that is the updated version of the Hanukkah song with Adam Sandler. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's a text that says, I'm black and I listen to Scoot almost every day, not because he's white, but because he's a great talk show host and his program is actually fair and balanced. That is from DRN Belchase. DR, thank you very much for that. And I thank all of you who feel the same way that DR feels. So what do you give somebody for Christmas who's in Gen Z? Well, you know, I talk about the Aura frame. Maybe that's not right for them, but, you know, it might be. I mean, young people like to download pictures and see the pictures that they take. So, you know, maybe an Aura frame would be great for a Gen Z person. Or cologne or perfume would be a good gift as well. But according to a new survey, 45% of Gen Z, these are people born basically between 97 and 2012, Gen Z, 45% want cryptocurrency as a gift. And 44% of Gen Z, actually is making purchases with cryptocurrency. Now, crypto, honestly, it's confusing to me. I mean, the whole concept of money is confusing. The main thing that I know is I don't have as much as I would like to have. But crypto is a form of digital currency that is mined digitally and held in digital wallets. And since the release of Bitcoin white paper in 2008, it has been increasing in popularity. President Trump is quite involved in cryptocurrency. And right now, Bitcoin itself is worth about $88,000 a coin. And this is according to CNBC yesterday. So cryptocurrency, a good gift for Gen Z, if you can't think of anything else. I have read yet another article about giving something that is more emotional than it is tangible. For example, we talked about what do you give kids that have everything? And my grandkids have everything. Toys, stuffed animals. I mean, they have everything. You give them even the greatest toy that they want. And, you know, pretty soon it's just lined up with all the other toys. So one of the great things to do for kids that have everything is to give them an experience. Give them something like a day at the zoo. Or, you know, I mean, my granddaughter loves getting a pedicure. She loves getting her nails done. And she's 8 years old, or 7 years old. She just made eight. She's 8 years old. So, you know, even for young people, I mean, that's an experience that they would remember. So there are things like experiences. If a grandson or a son, if he likes to go climbing or something like that, you know, buy him that experience. Look for giving them an experience rather than a tangible gift. And this is something that is also good for people as well. Give them something that touches them emotionally, as opposed to giving them something tangible. And giving them an experience, a day at the spa, something like that, that's another great idea for a gift. And I remember after she passed away, people were talking about the great things that poet Maya Angelou said. And one thing that Maya Angelou said was, people will forget what you said, but they will not forget the way you made them feel. So this Christmas, if you're having a hard time buying for somebody, and I'm not saying that this makes it that much easier because, you know, then you got to go out and find the experience. But there are experiences to buy people. Maybe the movies. Give them an experience rather than a tangible gift. And I think this is also good, not just for kids, but it's also good for adults. But that seems to be a trend for Christmas 2025, giving things that touch our emotions as opposed to just giving something that is totally tangible. Anything sentimental would be a great gift as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And you know, for the last, the last decade or so, movie theaters are not as popular as they once were. I don't remember the last movie I went to where it was packed. It might have been the new Top Gun movie. It might have been the latest Jurassic Park that came out. But I go to movies all the time, and there are not many people in the theater. And movies can be streamed so soon after their release at the box office that I think a lot of people are not taking the time, and they don't want to spend the money, because it's damn expensive to go to a movie, especially if you've got a couple of kids. I mean, a family of four going to a movie? I mean, I don't know what that adds up to, but I can tell you it's a lot. Because you got to get the kids popcorn or a snack, a candy. You got to get them something. And then you get them a drink. And the concession stand is more than the movie tickets. And combine it together, and it's an expensive afternoon or it's an expensive night out. So, I mean, I get that. And the movies come out really soon, and you can stream them before long, so you don't have to wait any longer to see the movie you want to see. But I'll tell you, there's something about, and I've talked about this before, I love going to the movies because, first of all, it's a social experience. You're doing it with other people. You're not talking to the other people, but you get this sense when you're in the movie theater that you're experiencing, you're sharing the experience with other people because other people are there. And I think this is a really important psychological aspect of going to the movie. And again, I've done a lot of studying of mass media and all of that throughout my career. But the movie, the projection comes from behind you, and the screen is in front of you. And I think on a subconscious basis, I think we feel more involved in the movie because the movie coming behind us, the projector coming from behind us and the screen in front of us sort of makes us feel part of this whole event. When you watch television, it comes at you. There's nothing behind you. It comes at you. But the idea that the projection is, and again, it's not something that anybody's going to think about, but the idea that the projection comes from behind, I think that helps us feel like we are part of this entertainment experience. And so those are a couple of the reasons why I love going to the movies. You actually go to the movies, Coleman?
Yeah, I dedicate my movie time to Marvel movies. I'm invested in this whole Marvel journey. So when I do go see a movie, and to kind of point what you said, when I go to a movie, I go for a full-fledged experience, sort of like going to a concert. Like, I'm probably not going to go to movies to see, like, a rom-com or a comedy. Yeah, but if there's, like, a blockbuster hit with massive special effects, sound quality, and you know when you go there, you're going to experience something with like, the IMAX imaging and the 4K surround, the spatial sound and all that, and the rumbling of the seats. Yes, I will spend expensive tickets for that experience because my couch doesn't shake at home. I mean, unless they have company,
right.
I don't have that, I don't have that, like you said, the projection and the IMAX quality on my 75-inch television.
Yeah, it's a...
Speaking of which, did you keep your 75-inch?
Yeah, I have until the first week of January to take it back, but I had the 75-inch TV that I bought, had a 65-inch, and I thought that was plenty big, but I don't know, I just got tempted to buy this even bigger one. I'm like 10 feet away from the screen, and it's like 75 inches.
You have to turn your head when you watch it, if somebody throws a football, you have to turn your neck.
You turn your head to see the plates at the other end of the screen. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I feel like I'm watching a movie every time I watch something. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1983, I was on B97, and there's this new singer debuting a brand new song for the first time. And so, man, I hit this song and share it with the audience, and here it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. We changed songs here?
Yeah, remember you said...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that whole setup was screwed up.
Hey, live radio, Scoot.
You know, yeah.
You want to start all over?
Yeah, let's start over.
All right.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to... I see what I said to do. Okay, well, let's do it this way. We're going to switch them around. All right, we're doing, live... we're calling an audible here.
Take two.
Okay, on this day in 1983, I'm on B97. So this new singer and this new song is coming out, her first song. And I thought, okay, well, let's play this. And it was so much fun in the 80s to be getting these songs on music radio for the first time and hearing them for the first time with the audience. And, you were just totally surprised because there was a lot of really, really great stuff that was coming. No. The one that's listed as number... the one that's listed as number four on the music list. Okay, so... On this day in 1983, I was on B97.
Take three, all right.
And this female singer, okay, so she's coming out. She's got the brand new song out. She's going to be at concert on The President. No. There we go. All right, finally.
Live radio, folks. Live radio.
It was like 4th and 10 there for a minute. All right, so yeah, it was Cyndi Lauper. And, I had the privilege of being in music radio in the 80s when some of this great music was just coming out. And it was so much fun to be part of that. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Unless you want to do another take.
No, that was plenty. That was plenty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.